USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Elon Musk is terminating his deal to buy Twitter. The Tesla CEO, writing a letter announcing the $44 billion purchase, was off Friday, citing material breaches of multiple provisions of the agreement. Musk could be liable to pay $1 billion for pulling out of the deal. President Biden is applauding the June jobs report, the economy adding a better-than-expected 372,000 new jobs in June. But Republicans say although jobs may be coming back, the American people are still hurting.
The problem is that every single day, Americans are hurting when they're either putting gas in their tanks, when they're trying to put food on their table, when they're trying to pay their rents or pay their energy bills.
New York Republican Congressman Nicole Maliotakis on Fox News, USA Radio News.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, 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 oh,
oh, oh. Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
One border state governor is taking action as the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues.
Texas Governor Republican Greg Abbott signed an executive order addressing the invasion of illegal immigrants into his state and the federal government dropping the ball.
It was only a year and a half ago that we had the lowest border crossings in decades under President Trump, and now under President Biden we have the highest border crossings ever, just over the 4th of July, just in one sector of the five sectors in the state of Texas. They apprehended about 5,000 people. Under Joe Biden's own calculations, they say to expect to be apprehending about 18,000 people a day.
Governor Abbott authorized the state's National Guard and Department of Public Safety to apprehend illegal immigrants in Texas and return them to the border. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President Biden is spending the weekend at his Delaware beach house. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
On Friday, President Biden signed an executive order protecting a woman's right to an abortion, among other things. The executive order will provide and protect access to contraception and convene volunteer attorneys to represent women seeking an abortion. Reacting to other comments made by the president regarding abortion, the Supreme Court and Constitution, constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley.
Yeah, there was much about these remarks that were quite curious. I mean, first of all, he seemed to refer to Griswold as standing for the opposite of what Griswold stands for. I mean, Griswold was the protection of that right. He seemed to refer to it as the rejection of the right to use contraception. Much of what the president said, frankly, I thought was fairly inaccurate and at times quite unfair.
Longtime WWE leader Vince McMahon is being accused of paying more than $12 million in hush money to women he reportedly had sexual interactions with. The Wall Street Journal reporting McMahon paid four different women over the past 16 years to stop them from discussing potential legal claims against or their relationships with him. Wall Street closing the week on a down note. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 46 points to close at 31,338. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.